if you went down to Spain, you would see the full eclipse, like 100% eclipse. But if you're staying in Cornwall, your best bet for seeing a nearly complete eclipse is to head to Cornwall, because we're going to get 95% eclipse. The north coast is going to be the ideal place to see it as well, because the sun at that time of night when it's happening, I think it's happening around about 7 o'clock at night, will be heading down to set into the sea. So it'll be a rather nice spectacle. You might even get some effects where you get light from the sun coming off the sea at the same time that the sun is mostly dark. So it could be make for a really interesting eclipse event. And so I'm sure lots of people will be heading to Cornwall to come and see this amazing event, but also lots of people that are already here will want to get to a good place to go and see it.
So essentially you're going to teach people how they can see it and see it safely, because we always mention this, it's important people stay safe, isn't it?
Your eye works by setting the pupil size for the overall light levels in the room or outside. And so really your eye is badly adapted for eclipses, because although it gets darker with the eclipse, your pupil then gets larger, but of course the image on the back of your eye is still as bright as the sun, the spots that it's making. So it's quite easy to burn the back of your retina, because you're letting more light in than normal, but still getting the same, you know, getting a lot more sunlight in tiny spots on the back of your eye, and it can actually burn the back of your eye. So it's registration from 9:30. And then it's a series of talks. Each talk is half an hour long. Then we get a lunch break, and we get to go and have a look at the equipment that's there. You can get outside and do some solar observing if it's sunny, and launch some rockets. And there might be a few other things happening as well. There's some photographic displays of pictures taken by Kernow Astronomy, which is the North Coast Astronomy Group. And so there's lots of things to look at, lots of people to talk to, and informative talks every half hour on different aspects of getting into astronomy and viewing the eclipse.